From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Presidential hopefuls weigh in on Dallas. The slain suspect in that deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas, was a U.S. Army Reserve veteran who served in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials identified him as Micah Xavier Johnson of Mesquite, a suburb of Dallas. He was killed following a standoff with police early Friday. Five police officers were killed and seven other officers wounded in the ambush, which occurred during a protest against the police killings of African-American men. Two civilians were also wounded in what was the worst attack on U.S. law enforcement officers since the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. The presumptive presidential nominees for the Democrat and Republican parties have both weighed in with their perspectives on the week's tragedies. Hillary Clinton speaking before an AME church in Philadelphia.
Rebuilding our communities where the police and citizens all see themselves as being on the same side will require contributions from all of us.
Donald Trump posted this comment on his Facebook page.
We must stand in solidarity with law enforcement, which we must remember is the force between civilization and total chaos. The deaths of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota also make clear how much more work we have to do.
The president's weekly address this week was given by Vice President Joe Biden, who commemorated the lives of the five police officers who were killed.
Being a cop isn't what they did. It was who they were. Like every officer who joins for essentially the same reason. There's something about them that made them think they could help.
This is VOA News. Authorities in a Pakistani border province say that steps are being taken to prevent police harassment of Afghan refugees, but have vowed to continue arresting and deporting those with no legal status. Pressure has grown, especially from host communities calling for authorities to send Afghans to their home country, citing economic and security concerns. Imran Khan is the chairman of Pakistan's PTI party that is a leading provincial ruling coalition.
What we need is the help from the seniors of the Afghan refugees, who then cooperate with the police, which is what I've been trying to do, so that these criminals are isolated from the bulk of the refugees.
According to the United Nations, recent political tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have also added to the challenges for one of the largest and most protracted refugee situations in the world. But Khan says that efforts are being made to ensure a comfortable stay for Afghans who are there legally.
There is no doubt that these are people living in desperate situations, and they're not there out of their own will. It's because of the situation of Afghanistan. And it is our duty to ensure that they live as comfortably as we can make them live.
KP Province, which borders Afghanistan, hosts most of the refugees, despite being the smallest of the four Pakistani provinces. The sounds of gunfire yesterday afternoon outside the state house in South Sudan as journalists hit the floor to protect themselves. South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after shooting broke out near the presidential compound and other parts of the capital of Juba on Friday. President Salva Kiir and rebel-turned-first vice president Riek Machar were at the compound preparing for a news conference regarding a separate clash from late Thursday when the gunfire erupted. First Vice President Riek Machar.
We want to continue this process of dialogue among ourselves, resolving issues so that the country comes out of the conflict. So we are calling on all the population, all South Sudanese, whether armed or not armed, to respect ceasefire. Your government is making efforts to ensure that the peace agreement is implemented.
There was no immediate word on who was involved in Friday's shooting or the casualties. The killings of five police officers in the southwestern U.S. city of Dallas, prompting President Obama to cut his trip short to Europe. White House spokesman Josh Earnest, in a statement issued early Saturday, said the president has accepted an invitation from Dallas Mayor Michael Rawlings to travel to Dallas early next week. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.